It's a hump day. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I am doing well on this hump day.
Yeah. And boy, we got a lot to talk about. So the Gordie Howe Bridge, you know, Donald Trump issued these new round of tariffs on Canada. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, it felt like none of that was going to have an impact on the opening of this bridge.
No.
Felt like things were, because there were already negotiations going forward, and things had been set in stone.
And we got the date for the actual opening of the
bridge. Well, we had a date before.
Well, the 27th is still the date it's supposed to be opening. They were going to have the ribbon cutting, I believe, that Friday.
Yes, so ribbon cutting has now been scrapped,
yes.
According to Canadian leaders in the Detroit Free Press. Canadian leaders saying they plan to cancel a joint U.S.-Canada event planned for Friday to celebrate the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge. But the good news here is the planned opening of the bridge is still expected to be on.
Okay.
So maybe just there isn't the pomp and
circumstance. The ceremonial stuff. And
With the giant oversized scissors.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's just, you know, at this, do you ever get to the point where, like, you've been waiting for something for so long? Or, like, maybe you go see a movie and you hear about how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go see it and you're like, I mean, I'm glad I saw it, but.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. But it wasn't anything. That's where I think we're at with this.
It's like
let's just open this bridge.
Get it open.
Just open the gates and let people roll through.
Yeah.
No. So the good news is it still sounds like it is going to be opened on the 27th, but yet we are. Maybe just won't have the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Well, and speaking of the 27th, we're hearing that the president will be in town. President Trump headed to Metro Detroit next week for a campaign rally. The president will be in Oakland County on Monday, the day that the new Gordie Howe International Bridge is set to open. The president previously threatened to block the project, demanding Canada give U.S. a stake in the bridge as part of a broader trade dispute between the two countries. The $4.4 billion bridge project financed by Canada and negotiated under former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been under construction since 2018. It's going to open, as we said, officially on the 27th, and the president will be here on that day.
Making a full court press.
Yes.
Right at this point for voters here in the state of Michigan. Obviously, that's important when you consider that things in Iran continue to continue. 11 now night of strikes. The United States has targeted Iran military operations, military capabilities, maritime capabilities, aircraft hangars, drone storage facilities, military logistics. It's Groundhog's Day. I mean, these are the things that they have been targeting for, over a week now.
Yeah.
And yet, Iran's still claiming new attacks on U.S. bases in Kuwait. They've launched a wave of drone attacks targeting U.S. Army ammunition storage and logistical sites at Camp Doha in Kuwait. That's according to a statement out of Iran. No word on damage done there.
Nope.
But, that continues. And, you know, the president had this conversation with the president of Lebanon yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And what's interesting about that, at least in my mind, is like he is reaching out to the friends of Iran.
Yes.
Now, Lebanon as a government, as a state government, isn't necessarily on board with Iran. Mm-hmm. But Hezbollah is.
Yep.
And you can say whatever you want. Hezbollah runs that country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, if the government gives out some sort of edict, Hezbollah ain't listening to it.
No.
Right? So the fact that the president is bringing Lebanon into the fold, A, to make good after the ongoing back and forth between Israel and Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
you're bringing in somebody else in the region. You're bringing him in under your wing, which only, in my view, puts the constraints on Iran a little tighter. You're squeezing them a little tighter now,
mm-hmm.
right? Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, all these countries that they have been under siege from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they're not happy. Now, Lebanon isn't really happy. And so the United States, well, come on over. Join our party.
Yeah.
We got brownies and Coca-Cola.
Come on. The water's good.
It's going to be nice.
Water's fine.
So you're just making things a little more difficult in the region.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says 6,571 cases have been reported of cyclosporine As of yesterday, it's an increase of more than 400 from the day before. More than 100 people have been hospitalized with symptoms as of last week. Officials say the source of the outbreak remains difficult to pinpoint. A voluntary recall of some Taylor Farms Iceberg lettuce products from Mexico was issued over a possible connection, but the FDA says testing of one sample resulted in a false positive. Health experts say cyclospora is especially challenging to track because the parasite does not leave behind a genetic fingerprint, forcing investigators to rely heavily on patient interviews. The FDA is advising consumers not to eat recalled lettuce or lettuce served at Taco Bell and other restaurants if the source is unknown. Health officials recommend buying whole heads of lettuce, removing outer leaves, washing thoroughly, and cooking greens when possible.
Hard to cook salad.
Yeah. But, yeah, greens.
That sounds really unappealing.
Collard greens, you know, those kind of greens, yeah, you got to make sure you cook them. But, yeah, salad, lettuce, greens, yeah, I don't know.
Tigers lose last night 11-2. They get drubbed by the Cubbies in Wrigleyville. we've been talking about what is going to go down at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And they have to, it seems like, they got to play really, really, really good baseball.
And they were, for the most part, after the All-Star break. But
for sure.
Got to be consistent, though.
But the trade deadline is August 3rd, mm-hmm. Monday, August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very important stretch for them. So they lose last night, rubber match tonight against the Cubs. That game will be on ESPN, by the way. And they're looking to win that series, right? Mm-hmm. Win the series. That's all you got to do. Win the series.
That's
take
the
two
line.
Or three.
Yes.
Well, Shohei Ohtani's banged up. He's hurt. The back-to-back Los Angeles Dodgers, the Super Bowl or the World Series winners, they're looking for a way to keep the boat afloat mm-hmm. without Ohtani. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, according to a report out of ESPN, at this point, the Tigers are likely to keep Tarek Skubal and make a push.
Okay.
But if they falter in some way, if they're not winning series, if they don't look particularly good, they're not playing that really, really good baseball they need to play.
Yeah.
Then it sounds like Skubal will be up for grabs. And maybe the most likely landing spot would be the LA Dodgers. But there's a lot of variables now in the mix of this.
Mm.
And again, if you look at this team today, are they a World Series contender?
I wouldn't say that.
Probably not.
I wouldn't say that.
Then if the answer is probably not, then I think he needs to be dealt. But we'll see. We'll see how they play over the next week and a half.
So they don't have much time.
They don't have much time. Time is of the essence.
Yes.